The Mishnah quotes the Machlokes Beshan and Bissel. What's one is Mekadosh and Isha Bekesef? What's the minimum amount of Kesef you have to give? We pass on like Bissel, give a Pruta or a Shava Pruta. And Beshan, I are of the opinion a Dina or a Shava Dina. So the Gemara gave three, four different reasons why it should be for Beshamai. Bissel was easy, call it Tarakula. Everything is Pruta Beshamai. So one explanation was that it's a din deraisa. One explanation was it's a din derabbanan. One explanation was it's a din deraisa based on a psychology. So within the explanation that it's a din deraisa, first there was one version first, and then Chizkiah had on Amud Beis. There were two versions. Why it should be a din deraisa? So the first version was my tamay de besham Rabbi Yosef. Tamay de Beishamai, six lines from the bottom, even Aleph and Aleph, because Kedir Rav Yudah Maravasi, Rav Yudah quotes in the name of Maravasi, Kol Kesef Amatar Kesef Tzuri. So what has it got to do with Adina? So there are two pshotim in Rashi and Rav Yosef Shal Rashi. So Rashi claims that the smallest coin, the smallest amount of money in the Kesef Tzuri system is a mo'o. So it should be Kedushin, should be a mo'. So why is it a dinner? So Rashi borrows from the Gemara later on the next top, top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, within Chizkiah, within buying an Amar Ibriya. You can't buy an Amar Ibriya for a Pruta, you have to buy for more. And the Gemara had a Lashon. Kevna picked in the Pruta, once he said Pruta is not enough, Hukme Adina. So Rashi said the same over here. It can't be a pruta because it has to be kesef. You learn how kicha Mr. Efron. By Mr. Efron said, Nusati kesef, I saw the cotton money. It has to be kesef. And there is no pruta in kesef tzuri. It has to be something more than pruta. So it has to be at least a mo'. But once the Torah says a pruta is not enough, so may as well say it should be more than a mo'. So we jack it up to be a dina. So Tosis Tainus, it doesn't apply over here. Just it should be a mo'. Why do you say it should be given that pikta me pruta behechatesa? There's no meaning that it should be a pruta. It has to be kesef. In the kesef tzuri system, there is no pruta. So that's why Tosis likes the rabbis of Shal Rashi. The Rashi quotes on Yud Aleph from the base that the smallest coin in the kesef tzuri system is dina. So that's the pshat in Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says you learn out called kesef hamavatar kesef tzuri. The smallest coin in Kesef Tzuri system is a dinar under 92 pruta, so that's why they say you need Kiddushi Kesef needs a dinar. Fine. So then the Gemara continues on the top line on Yud Aleph on the base. Is that true? Uklolohu, Gemara, is that true? But Rabbi Yudah quotes in the name of Rabasi, Alka Kesef Amavatar Kesef Tzuri, the Haritaina, Dichsib, that's the Taina means the din of Shuas Moedibi Mixas. Kitana Shariyav Kesef Akelim Lishmar, you need Kesef. And the mission says in each day more kesef. Question mark. So what's the kasha? So what's exactly the kasha? So Rashi claims, Rashi sheet is that the smallest coin in the kesef tzuri system is the mo'a. So we understand where we come off to say it should be a mo'as 32 pruta. So we understand why the din Torah by motive of mitzvahs, it can't be that there's just in the Torah about a nickel or a dime or a quarter. You have to have at least 32 prutas. But the question was, why did you require shtei more kesef? Why, how do you come off to say shtei kesef? 64 prutas should be enough with a more kesef. Because that's gittin and sharia, kesef and kel mishmar. Kesef is the smallest coin in the kesef tzuri system is more. So it should be 32 prutas. Why did you make it 64 prutas? So to this, the Gemara answers on the fourth line. And for the Gemara, hasam dumi de kelim. Since the word kelim is in plural, a kelim shnayim, a kesef shnayim. That's the answer. A kelim shnayim, a kesef shnayim. Then what's the next line? A kesef davuchash, a kelim davuchash. That's another story. That's not negiyat tardaf. What is that other story? That has not, the answer is finished already. Makelim shnayim, makesef shnayim, because the word kelim is in plural. So even though the word kesef is in singular, it doesn't say ksafim, so kesef should be one more, or 32 prutas, but it's a hekesh. Makelim shnayim, makesef shnayim, so you need 64 prutas. What's the extra line? What does that mean? So Rashi says that this is a brisa? I think they're in Shavuos, Alamatesam base. It's a brisa. So this brisa is in disagreement with the Mandoma, who says there in the Gemara Shmuel, who says Rashi quotes Lapukim Mandoma Hosam. Rashi is about 15 lines from the top. The line ends with the word Lapukim Mandoma. Lapukim Mandoma Hosam. The line begins with the word Hosam. Ta'ana Shtei Machtin Chaya Bahidua Sachas Mehem. Why lekach yotze kelim al mashehain? That there's a shvur that rise might even mix us on kelim, even if it's not the value, the price that it costs in the store is less than 64 prutas, and each one of the machten is less than 32 prutas. Still, if tano shnei machten, well, the law baches ben v'kafel abishniya. So there's one opinion there that the Yotzi Kedem and Mashen, you don't need 32 prutas. But this Gemara takes a stand. This Brisa says against that Mandama. I guess the Dabu Chashu, I've Kedem Dabu Chashu, even Kedem also you need that it should be worth 64 prutas. Fine. That's how Rashi says. Tosis didn't like the Rashi. Tosis understood, like the Rabbis of Shal Rashi, that the smallest coin in a Kesef Tzuri system was a dinar, 192 prutas. So the Gemara's kasha was klolohu on the top line. V'hare taina means she was my demisel. So kitenish areu kesef okelim. So kesef should mean 192 prutas. So how do you say that this is short derisa with 64 prutas? Which day more kesef should be the smallest amount should be a dinar. And for the Gemara, and the mission says taina shtei kesef. So to this, the Gemara answers, Hosam, there's a hekesh, Dumya de Kalim, Makalim Shnaim, Av Kesef Shnaim, Makalim Davachashuv, Av Kesef Davachashuv. You have to change the girsa. According to Rashi, the way Rashi learns, the question was, why do you need two more? It should be one more. So the answer was, Hosam, Dumya de Kalim, Makalim Shnaim, Kesef Shnaim, period. That's the answer. And then the next line. That's not really negate our Gemara. The Gemara quotes that line, the next line in the Brisa and Shavuos, even though it's not relevant here. According to Tosfos, however, that was the Kasha. The Kasha was, why is the Shear 64 Prutas? It should be a dinar, and a dinar, because that's Peshamai say, Kesav Homer Atar Kesav Tzuri. Smallest coin in the Kesav Tzuri is a dinar, Azuz and Azuz, 192 Prutas. So to this, the Gemara answers, that there's a hekesh, because kesef okelim, the two words are one next to the other, and you learn out two things. Not you learn out from kesef to kelim, from kelim to kesef. You learn out both things from kelim. Ma kelim shnayim av kesef shnayim, you need two. Uma kesef, uma kelim, I should say, the rabbis of Shal Rashi had a different girsa. Uma kelim davar chashuv, av kesef is also davar chashuv. So davar chashuv is enough, so you don't need 192 prutas. If it's worth a more, it's also davar chashuv. That's chashuv enough. So Rashi is not happy about that. What are you talking about? If the word kesef in Chumash means kesef tzuri, the smallest coin, according to the rabbis of whom he doesn't agree with, according to the rabbis of Shal Rashi, that the smallest coin in the kesef tzuri system is a dinar, so how do you all of a sudden say that it's enough with 64 prutas? That's not 192 prutas. So Tosfos says, no, you learn out from the Hekesh. So according to the Rabbos of Shal Rashi, that's what Tosfos likes to upshot, the answer isn't completed till you read the second line. And the second line should read, U'makelem davachashuv, u'makesef davachashuv. Therefore, it's enough with with 32 prutas. I need makelem shnayim, u'makesef shnayim. So you need 64 prutas. That was the answer. Yeah, there in Shavuos on Daf Lamed Tes on the base, where this brisa appears, So the Iran quotes a big machlok Rishonim regarding that din. That you say Yotzukelim lemashehein. That's the lashon that Rashi quotes from the Gemara. Yotzukelim lemashehein. This is it's a misprint in text. It says Kach Yotzukelim lemashehu. It shouldn't say lemashehu. It should say lemashehein. That you don't need 64 prutas. So there, the Iran has a machlokes hagoyim v'harishonim. Do you need Shavu Pruta or not? Maybe you don't even need Shavu Pruta. So he quotes Goinim who say, Yotzikel Mashem, not only do you not need 64 Prutas, a value of 64 Prutas, you don't even need a Shavu Pruta. Kli, Alpidin, has a Shavius, even though Kamu Shavalim Kabashuk is less than a Pruta, but since the Kli has Chashivas that it's royal and Meloche, and sometimes you can do accomplish Gevaldiga things with the Meloche, so even though it sells in the store for less than a Shavu Pruta, it's still a good dinter, it's still a good Shavuot. And many Rishonim disagree. They say that Yotzikel Mashen just means you don't need the 64 Prutas, but you don't need a Shavu Pruta. You can't go less than a Shavu Pruta. Okay. So that's what we left out yesterday. I think the rest of the Gemara we did do. The rest of the Gemara we did learn. Okay. Yutei Samar Aleph, we'll start from the first wide line. Besilam Pruta. That's how we paskin. Kiddush Yisha b'kesef, or b'shav kesef is a pruta. Sabar Rav Yosef l'meima pruta koldu. He thought that the smallest coin, whatever monetary system we have. So in America it would be a penny. We don't have anything less than a penny in the coin system. Amalei Abaye, it's not correct. It's a beferish of b'raisa. V'aloka tam, Mishnah says kamehi pruta. The Mishnah says how much it is. It tells you that it has to have a certain minimum value, not just the smallest coin in the local monetary system, whatever it happens to be, whatever country in the world. V'chitema, I may be able to argue the point and say that what it says in the Mishnah. That's what the Shir Pruta was at the time of Matan Torah. In every country, they mint coins and they have a monetary system. So whatever the smallest coin is in the monetary system, that's it. Frag the Gemara. So Abai says it's not true. But Kiyosu Rav Dimi, Omer Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, and he told us there was a Maisha Shoy. A man was Mekadosh and Isha, and the Shaila was whether the thing was Shavu Pruta or not. So he says, Shir Rebbe Simoy. Rebbe Simoy was one of the Rebbe Simoy. He had Smicha. He can only get Smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Amoraim and Babel didn't have smicha; they were reverends. Rav Yosef, reverend, but a real an Eretz Yisrael called Rebbe Simoy, Rebbe Destoy, Rebbe Yanai, Rebbe Yosef, because they all had smicha from Eretz Yisrael. So when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said a shaila came up of kiddushin of Shavu Kesef and Shir Rebbe Simoy Bizdoro and his generation, the days of the Amoraim, kamei prutech mishmanu b'Yisrael talki. Same thing with Chiyosa Ravin. When Ravin came from Eretz, he told us there was a Maisa Shahaya. And the three Rabbonim, Reb Distoy, Reb Yanai, Reb Boshi, all three were had smicha. So they also Shiaru Kama Habishav Echem Mishisha B'Yisrael Yitalki. See that there's a fixed amount. It's not just the smallest coin in the monetary system. So you see that it's Reb Yosef is not right. Omale Reb Yosef. Reb Yosef was the Rebbe of Abai. And a lot of times Abai used to challenge him a lot. And he used to argue back and forth. Omalei Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef responds back to Abai, Ihochi, if that's correct, that it's a fixed amount of money, a pruta is not the smallest coin, how do you read the price in the Torah's Kohan? It says in Chumash, there's a korban osham. How many oshamas are there? There's six osham. Osham gzelos, osham bilos, osham shivcharuf, osham nazar, osham tzara. Asham Toloi, fine. So what is Asham Me'ilois? If a person was Mal Behegdish, what do you mean Mal Behegdish? There are two kinds of Me'ilah. That's a thesis later. Somewhere there's a thesis later. Here, Nunheim et Aleph. Ein Mo'el Achamo. The thesis explains the big Yisrael in Masechus Me'ilah. The thesis explains there are two kinds of Me'ilah. There's Me'ilah of Hotzor and Me'ilah of Hanor. Let's say, I thought this watch is mine and I give it to you as a gift, and it turns out it wasn't mine, it was Hegdish. So I thought I'm doing a matana, and it comes out, yeah, I gave a matana of Hegdish to you. So that's Milo of Haitzor. Or thought the watch is yours, and I don't care, I'm going to steal the watch. And it turned out that it was Hegdish, and I stole from Hegdish. So that's Mila of Haitzah. You don't even have to get to use the watch, even if you don't get any Hana at all. That's one kind of Mila. Mila of Haitzah. Shini Rishus. That's how the Gemara says, Ein Mila Elu Shini Rishus, Shenemar, Mol Amal Beisha. When the wife has been Zana, Tachas Baila, said the Chumash used the expression, Mol Amal Beisha. To the Tanoim understand in the Mishnah that has the connotation of Shini Rishus. She leaves the Rishus Abal, she goes to someone else in Rishus. The other Gemara says, then the Mishnah says, there's another kind of Mila, Mila of Hana. Let's say he has an animal, he thought it's his animal. He thought it's his horse, and he's riding on the horse to go to yeshiva, to go learn. Then it turns out that the horse was Hegdish. He didn't have a mind to steal it, to give it the matana to somebody else. He didn't do a Haitzah, didn't do a Haknoah, didn't give it the matana, didn't do a Gezel. He thought he's using his horse, and it turned out that it was Hegdish. So then the Mishnah says, if you had Hanoa Bishavar Putta's word, so then you have to bring a Korban Me'ilah. You have to bring Hasham Me'ilah. How much does the Hasham Me'ilah have to cost? What's the minimum price? So the Pasuk says, Kesef Shkolim. Has to have a minimum price of 2 shkolim. So the price in Toras Kohanim says, look how interesting the din is. The guy was Mal Behegdish, 1 pruta. Me'ilah, that's one of the Chomish prutas in the Mishnah. The din of Me'ilah only applies if you were Mal Behegdish, you had Hanof Mehegdish, minimum of Shavar Pruta. He did an Avera, only he cheated Hegdish, only a Shavar Pruta. The carbon has to cost him. How much? How much? 192 prutas. It says it's going to cost them over 2,000 prutas. Ihoi Hanan, the Tanina, what do you do with the Toras Kohanim? It says, Tevach Hashav, look what's going on. Kama prutas bishnei slaim. The Hasham Me'ilah has to be a minimum value of 2 slaim kesef shkolim. That's what it says. The Amri prutas are that Yosef me'alpai. There's more than 2,000. So yes, so Rabbi Yosef, yes, the Kasha. How are there more than 2,000? If Abayi says that it's a fixed, that's it. It's a fixed amount. So what's the fixed amount? So 192 prutas, we already read part of this. 192 prutas in every dinar, and there are 4 dinarim every zuz, and there are 4 zuz and 4 dinarim in every seller. And here has to be the value of 2 slot. Pinyan Abed has to be 5 slot. And Hasham Me'ilah has to be a value, minimum value of 2 slot. So you multiply 2 times 4 times 192. 2 times 4 is 8. Okay, that's easy enough. 8 times 192, so he says, it's not yours and me. It's not more than 2,000. So how did the price say it's more than 2,000? It's approximately, what does he say? It's 1536. So the Gemara says, Loidok. So he says, what do you mean, Loidok? It's off by 500. How can it be Loidok? No, it says that it's yours and me alpine. How can it be yours and me alpine? So an old man came and he said, "Amalahu Ahusava, Anotanina lo." I learned that the Bryce and Toras Kohanim, and the Girsa, the way they told me was Korav Lalpai. It's close to 2,000. Not that it says you did Mila Beheg the Shoshavar Puto, and you got to pay for the korban for a kapara for the Mila. You have to pay a korban more than 2,000 times the value of the thing that you were nenim in a hegdish. He says not more than 2,000 Alpaim Korav Lalpai. So the Gemara says not Korav Lalpai either. It's 1,536. How is it Karv Lapaim? Everything. Since it's more than 500, it's more than 1,500. It's 36, more than 1,500. It's closer to 2,000 than it is to 1,000. So that's what the price he uses a lotion. It's Karv Lapaim. So Rav Yosef thought, that the pshat in the Toras Kohanim is that a pruta keeps on changing in every generation. It depends what's the smallest coin in the monetary system. So in the days of the Tanoim, when they composed that text in the Toras Kohanim, on Hasham Me'ilah, so he thought that the pshat was the way it says, that the korban Hasham Me'ilah is going to be worth more than 2,000 prutas. Pruta is the smallest coin. And you have to have 1536 prutas. So some, if a pruta is more money, then it's going to be be much more money. So the Gemara says no, they stick to Abayi's pshat. The Rav Yosef is wrong. Yeah. So the Gemara never tells you, so what is the definition of a pruta? That's what he said, the Ramban and in Hilchas Bechoros gives a tradition for the Goyim, and they quote it in Yeridah like that. So then the Gemara says, well, what's this machlokes? One version had it. Gufo, we'll go back to what we quoted before. Ki also Rabdimi came from Eretz Yisrael. And the other one came. Ki also Rabdimi Amishir Rabsimoi Bidorak Amish Prutach Mishmaina. Ki also Ravin Amar, when Rabbi came from Eretz Yisrael two different times, he tells the story about three Rabbanim, Rabbi Distoy, Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Oshia, Kamu Prutach Mishisha Bisei Talking. So what? How do you deal with this discrepancy? Are there six in an Isser or eight in an Isser? How much is the Prutum? Omla Baile Rabdimi, Abai met one of the two who came from Eretz Yisrael. So he said, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes between you and Rovin? Should I say Neima? Should I say Atve Rovin, you and Rovin, Vplukten HaRetanei Kamei Plagisa Letanya, it's a Viferishir Braisa. What is it? Tosef and Bolivasa, it says. How much is a Prutum? So the Tanakhama says, up until Reb Shimon Gamliel, Tanakhama says that there are six prutas in an Issa. He gives you the whole, Tanakhama says there are eight prutas in an Issa. Why? Because the, how does it work out? There are two, prutas in a Kuntarik, and two Kuntraken in a Masmes, and then the two Masmesen in an Issa. So two times two is eight. So the eight prutas in Issa Hoyitalki. Right. So the Tanakhama says Echad Mishmaina. And Shimon Gamliel says a different calculation, a different tradition. It's Echad Bishisha Beisa Hoyitalki. So should I say that's Pasha, that's the Machlek, Lema, Maramak Tanakhama, Rav and Amak, Rav Shimon Gamliel. You hold like the Tanakhama that there are eight prutas in Issa. And Rabban was following Rabban quotes the other three Chachamim, they followed the other tradition of Shimon Gamliel. So he answers back, who was he talking? Amalei to Rabdimi. Amalei by the Rabdimi. So Rabdimi says, no, we both hold like the Tanakhama. And really it should be Echa Mishmane B'Isar Hitak. There should be eight Prutas in an Isar. But the reason why the other one says four, because he's talking at a time that was the value of the coins changed, but it's really the same thing. But I said 1 and 8, and he says, I said that what there are 8 prutas in an Issa. He said there are 6 prutas in an Issa. It's all the same thing. Sure. Or the yak and hard dissolve. Depends on what the value is. Sure. Okay. So that's an important gemara. This is how we know that the 192 prutas in a dinar, the 4 dinarim in a seller, so for pidyon advent purposes, you multiply by 5. 192 times 4 is how many prutas there are in one seller, and multiply by 5, that's 3,840, we said. And for the purpose of Asham Me'ilois, it has to be because of shkolim, it says. 2 shkolim, minimum 2 shkolim, not 5 shkolim. Fine. Good. Now the Gemara starts a new topic. Amashmuk. This din that it says in the Mishnah, if you mekadosh an isha, has to be has shavah kesef. Shavah kesef has to be worth a minimum of a shavah pruta. Kitcha betamra, the man is mekadosh the girl with a fruit, tamarim are dates. Afilo oimet kur tamarim bediner. Even if they sell 1,000 tamarim for a nickel, still mekudesh is misafik chashin and maybe shem shavah pruta b'mother. Maybe in a faraway country where dates are not available, maybe there would sell for a pruta. I've had not tanam b'selam a pruta b'shaver pruta. The Mishnah is against Shmuel. Shmuel says that there's a kiddushin even if the thing is worth less than a shaver pruta. Gemara says like kasha. No, habik dusha bada, habik dusha sav. Mishnah says if you can ascertain that the thing is shaver pruta here, then the kiddushin is chal b'toras vada. And what I said, what Shmuel said, that if he's mekadosh b'dover shepachas b'shaver pruta, it's mekadosh it's misafik maybe shaver pruta and modai. So that's b'torasofik, not b'torasvada. Yeah. So here the Rishonim are bothered with Akasha, the Ramban quotes it, and the Ran quotes the whole story over here. The Ran on the Rif quotes the whole story. There is a Mishnah in Erechin that when someone donates an automobile or a house or whatever, a piece of furniture, someone donates something to the Beis HaMikdash and the Gizbo auctions it off to the highest bidder. So how does he establish what should be the minimum price that he's going to charge? How do you determine how much? So it says, if b'diavad they sold the thing is worth $1 million, and the gizbar sold it for a nickel, for a pruta. So that's the Gemara has a din ein meila. There's no ein oinor lehegdeshes. The din of oinor doesn't apply to hegdish b'diavad. Hegdish of a manem shechil al shaver pruta mechul. B'diavad, if you pay there, the hegdish is worth $100,000, but you only gave a pruta, so b'diavad it would be good. That's what we rely on lechatchila b'zman hazeh when we pay the ma'aseh sheni, because we assume ma'aseh sheni is mama gavoya machlekes satanayim Rab Meir Rab Yehuda. Usually we say Rab Meir Rab Yehuda alocha ki Rab Yehuda. Usually we don't pass like Rab Meir, but here the Gemara says later in Kiddushin, the end of the second parak here, Rab Meir Rab Yehuda, the din is like Rab Meir because we have stam mishnayos like that. Rab Meir holds that ma'aseh sheni is mama gavoya, so therefore it's subject to the laws of hegdish. I treated mama gavoya means I treated like hegdish. So just like Hegdish, Eino Noor Lehegdeshes, if you sold the Hegdish and you got a dollar for the Hegdish, it's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. You got a Pruta B'diyevet, it's Chal. So by Pidya Ma'aseh Sheni, it's also Chal. How are we allowed to do it L'chatchila? How do we cheat the Ma'aseh Sheni L'chatchila? The answer is, what are we going to gain by giving the full Shavis in the Ma'aseh Sheni? Just going to have a ton of money, you're going to have to destroy it. Because we have no Beis HaMikdash. You can't eat Ma'aseh Sheni, Ban Sheni, Beis HaMikdash, Kayim. Zman Shem is Bech Bonner, even if the Bissam English is Kaim, if the Mizbech is wrecked, so you can't eat Maaseh Sheni. So there's no Pseida to Maaseh Sheni, so you permit L'chatchila to be paid to Maaseh Sheni on a Pruta. It can't be paid on a Shavah Pruta, because Shavah Kesav is Lavke Kesav by paid to Maaseh Sheni, you need Dafke Matveya. But the Matveya can be a Pruta.
I mean, you would have to pay him those differences. You said before that it depends, like by a regular Inor.
Usually by regular Einor there are two dinim. There's an Isser Einor and then there's a penalty. There's an Isser Einor and a penalty. So here you learn out from a Pasuk, Einor Einor Hekdesh. What? That it's mutter to cheat Hekdesh? That's not Mustaber. How can it be mutter? So it means that the penalty doesn't apply. But the Isser to cheat Hekdesh is still there. The penalty doesn't apply. You don't have to make good. You
don't have to make good.
Right. Afilo Hekdesh Shavah Manush. Achilo Shavah Puta Mechub. Right. But the Isser is there, but B'zman Hazeh is not Pseidah to Ma'aseh Sheni. Same thing Hegdash. Let's say someone is Magdash a big building that's worth $1 million. So what are you going to... So no one can live in the building. It's Hegdash. So you're going to be paid to the building. So you're going to be paid to give $1 million. What are you going to do with $1 million? There's no fund to give the money to Beis HaMikdash. The Hegdash, you're going to have to destroy the money. So the Gemara says a story like that in... Where's the Gemara? In the end of... Which Masicht is the story? The Gemara tells the story. They were paid at the Hegdish on $5. They didn't give $1 million, just gave $5. Why? Because there's no Pseida Le Hegdish, and may as well give it on a Pruta. But a Pruta is not Pekavadik, so they gave $5. Instead of giving $1 million, they gave $5. The Gemara tells that story, yeah. So the Mishnah says, "Ein lehegdish al mekom v'shaito." When the gizbar has to establish what's the minimum bid that he's going to accept, he has to establish how much is the thing worth. A guy donated a piece of furniture, he donated a tape recorder, whatever. So you have to find out how much does it sell for in the stores in this city today. It doesn't help that that in the summertime they sell it for more, in the wintertime they sell it for more. In a different city, they sell it for more, they sell it for less. It depends. How much is it worth? Shavis of chafotzim, let's say a mazik, an autumn mazik. Someone burns my property, someone destroys it. So he has to pay. He has to pay me how much would that item that I had, how much would it go for if I would sell it in the marketplace? Kamahu shavalim ka bashuk. So that's bosa mokam and bosa zman. So that's the kasha that all the Rishonim ask. Why does Shmuel say, Chashin Hashem Shavah Pruta B'modai, maybe in a different city where they don't have Tamarim available, maybe the Tamra would sell for a Shavah Pruta, but we don't live in Modai, we live over here. So why should you consider what the value is in Modai? Should only consider bosa mokam, bosa zman. So the Ran quotes a machloek of Rishonim about this. So he says, we don't have this thesis. He says the Bali Atesan said Rabbi opinion that this whole din is a din derabbanan. Hashem 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 Putamad is a din derabbanan that you machmer beishesish. Why you machmer? Maybe there'll be somebody here from the city Modai he'll see that somebody was Mekadosh and Isha with a Tamra, and then he'll go back to Madna, and the rabbis passed on the Kedusha wasn't Chal. And the reason why Kedusha wasn't Chal, because in New York, they sell 1,000 Tamarim for a nickel. So each Tamra by itself is worth way less than a Shavar Pruta. Then he's going to go back to Madna, he's going to tell all about them. Amaisa Shehoya, he was there in New York, and someone was Mekadosh and Isha, and all the rabbis said that the Kedushin is not Chal. And he won't understand the Kedushin is not Chal in New York, because in New York the Tamar himself are much less. But over there, each Tamar is worth more than a Shavar Pruta, so it will be Kedushin. So that's what Taisus says. That's what the Ran quotes from the Balei HaTaisus, that it's a Chumra Midrabbana, Chashin and Shem and Shavar Pruta B'Madai, on the level of the Raisa, even if it's Vada Shavar Pruta B'Madai, is any Mekudeshes. But it's Mekudeshes Midrabbana the Chumra, because of Marisayin. Somebody from Madai may be here, and I'll go back to his country, and I'll think that the din applies over there, and it's not correct. And then the Ran says, but the Rambam seems to hold not so. Because the Rambam says that it's only good Kiddushin. How long does it take to travel from here to Madai? Today you can get there by plane. But Bizman HaGemara, it'll take a couple of weeks to go from Eretz Yisrael or from New York to Madai. What's with the Tamra? They have no refrigeration. So the Tamra will probably get ruined by the time you bring it to Madai. So the Rama holds Chashin and Shem and Shavu Pruta B'Madai has the status that there's a Mishnah late in the end of the second pair. That's a man is Mekadosh and Isha with Peres Mais and Sheni. So is that Mekudesh and Sanai? So the Mishnah says it's a Machlek Sam Meir Reb Yudah. Meir holds Mais and Sheni Mamu Gavoya. So it's like Hegbah. We treat it as if it doesn't belong to you. So the Kedushan and Nachal. That's how we pass it. Rabbi Yudah holds note that Mais and Sheni Mamu and Bailim that the Kedushan and Nachal. But it has to be Shavu Pruta. So let's say a Mekadosh the Isha with Peres Mais and Sheni Chutz Li Yerushalayim. And the Peres Mashiheni is one banana. So how much is it going to cost to get to Yerushalayim to eat the one banana? The whole banana sells for 15 cents. It's going to cost for $1.50 to get to Yerushalayim to eat the 15 cents. So it's not a Shavar Pruta. The Gemara says, if I give her $5 worth of Peres Mashiheni, so if she'll lay out money, $1.50 to get to Yerushalayim, $1.50 to get back, and $3 for the transportation. So then, and the pears that I gave her are $5. Are worth $5. So she'll be able to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it. She'll have $2 revach. She's laying out $3 for the transportation, and she'll. So from the $5 my shana that I gave her, $2 will be clear profit. So I gave her $2. That's more than a Shavar Pruta. But let's say I gave her a banana that's only worth 15 cents, and the transportation is going to cost her $3. $1.50 to go there, $1.50 to come back. So it's not worth it. So then it doesn't have the Shavius. So just like over there, the Gemara says in the end of the second period, you calculate Shavius. Yeah, if I'll bring it to another city, if I'll bring the Maaseh Sheni, I can't eat the Maaseh Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim. She can only eat it in Yerushalayim. You have to calculate how expensive it's going to be for her to get to Yerushalayim. And did he give her anything that's of value? So the same over here, the Rambam says, if you're Mekadesh, B'tamra, Shemesh, Averputa, B'madai, because the Kala may go to Madai, and so the question is, how much will it cost to get to Madai? Madai sounds like it's Paras of Madai. It sounds like it's very far away. How much is it going to cost?
She doesn't have to go there. She doesn't have to go there.
But it'll only be, someone has to go there. Someone has to go there. So the Ran says, according to Taisvis, that the reason why Chashin Hashem and Shavu Pruta B'Madai is a Marisayin de Rabbanon, somebody from Madai may be here. He's going to see that all the rabbis passing the Kedushin is Atchal B'Tamra. He's going to go back to Madai. He's going to tell him, I was just in New York. I was just in Yerushalayim. All the rabbis said, Kedushin is Atchal. And it's not correct over there. It doesn't carry over there, because there, the Tamra may be that it is Shavu Pruta. So there the Kedushin will be Chal. So Mishum Marisayin, we pass on the chumer mederabban the kedushin achal. According to Taisvis, the Ran explains on the riff, it doesn't matter even if Tamaychal yiskalkel, even if the banana we have no refrigeration, the banana is going to get spoiled by the time we take it to Madai. Still, it doesn't matter. The tamra over here is not worth the Shavar Pruta. When we talk Marisayin, we have to say the kedushin achal, because there may be somebody here from Madai who's going to misunderstand. But the Rambam says not so. The Rambam sounds like, oh, that it's a real din deraisa. Maybe it's really Shavar Pruta B'Madai. And the Rambam would appear, If you know bevadai that it is shavu pruta b'madai, it is mekudesh. It's bevadai. It is mekudesh. It's because you have the ability to go to madai, but then you have to calculate how much is the trip going to cost. How much is going to cost you to go to madai and then to come back? You don't want to stay in madai for life. Who wants to live in madai? How much is going to cost you to go there and to come back? And then how much is the tamra worth? How much is the whole tamra worth? Oh, that's the kashya. Taisus, the Ran quoted the Balei HaTaisus, the Rabban quotes it. What do you do with the Mishnah and Erech? And Lehekdash on the Mekom of a Shait. The Shavius is always established by Kamahu Shavalim Kabashuk. Just because it has sentimental value for me, like there were people that went through the war in the death camps and some said they had a little siddur. The siddur is torn to pieces and it's full of blood and it's full of dirt and filth and everything. But that siddur to them kept them alive. That siddur is worth a fortune of money. If you would sell a siddur on the marketplace, where would you get nothing? Who wants to buy such a torn out siddur? Who cares about the history of the siddur? It's worthless. Kamhu shavalim kabashuk. So if I burn your siddur, and that siddur to you is worth a million, that's what kept you alive the whole time, I wouldn't have to pay. I'll give you back another better siddur. I'll give you back a better siddur that's worth more. Shavi says, Kamahu shavalim kabashuk. The Nesivus has this in a few of his one. He writes, you establish Shabbos, kamahu shavalim kabashuk. That's the Mishnah. En lehekdashan mekom v'shaita. So that's the Shaila. That's the Shaila. Why, how can the Rambam say that if it's vada shavu pruta b'madai, it is mekudesh es menatar? If it's a, you don't know, so then shemesh shavu pruta b'madai, then it's kedusha sofik. Why is it kedusha vadai? What happened to the rule en lehekdashan mekom v'shaita? That's the Pela. So the Pnei Yeshua on this Gemara has a teretz. Rav Soloveitchik said it over in his language, not in the Pnei Yeshua's language. He said, there's a din of kesef and there's a din of mammon. If you're discussing, that's what the Pnei Yeshua doesn't use the lashon kesef and mammon. If you're discussing what's the shavius, what's the minimum bid that the gizbar shel hekdesh should accept when he's auctioning off to the highest bid? So he has to, he should say, I'm not going to take a bid of less than so much because that's the true value. So what's the true value? Bosa makam, bosa zman. How much does it sell for in this city where he's auctioning it off? So when you're talking about Shavius, Shavius is kamahu shavalimka, bosa makam, bosa zman. But if you're talking about here, by Kiddushin, there's no dinner has to be worth $200. No dinner has to be worth $20. No dinner has to be worth $1,000. The dinner is that it's kinyan kesef. Kinyan kesef has to be worth at least a shavir pruta. So that's a din. You're not talking about shav. That's a din. Is it kesef? Is it shavu kesef? Is dinik kesef? Is it kesef? So that's what the Rambam holds. As long as somewhere in the world the thing is a shavu pruta, so all over the world that's a din deraisa. It's called kesef. You wouldn't say because somewhere in the world it's worth $5,000. Therefore, if I charge you $5,000, not only not. No, here it costs a nickel. What do you mean? It's not worth $5,000 here. If you go to Africa, it's worth $5,000 because there they don't have it. But over here, how much is it worth? It's worth a nickel here. But as far as Shem Kesef, so that's what the Pnei Yeshua says, he can understand why there would be an opinion, why the Ran presents it like that. Tosfos holds that it's only a din of the Rabbanan, and the Rambam seems to hold that it's a real din deraisa. Yeah?
It's just a din Shem Kesef, then why do you have to subtract the travel expenses?
That's how the Gemara says, I think. You have to figure out. Am I giving the kala a shavir puta or not? It's only worth a shavir puta if she travels to Madai, if she travels with the Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim. But it's going to cost the money to travel to Yerushalayim.
But the question is just, is it worth that much somewhere? Which is how the Yeshua sounds, so then why does it matter whether she has to bring it?
Good question. Okay, interesting question. Let's see, where's this run that we're talking about? The Ran makes it into Machlokes, the Rambam in Tosfos.
Okay.
One second. Here, page Vav Amaral, my edition, the old edition of the Gemara. It's on page Vav Amaral in the Rif. The Ran is Amashmul, Kitcha Bitamra, Habi Kedushe Vada, Habi Kedushe Safek. So he quotes. Because of Haramam's up, and he says he thinks according to Tosfos it shouldn't be like that. Tosfos holds that it's a marisayin exer
de rabbanon. According to the Rambam, when you get to the point of the siddur that went to the concentration camp, and it's okay.
Think about it. The Rambam also agrees. Yeah, they, when you talk about Shabbos, it's both a makom and both a zman. Kam hu shalim ka both a makom and both a zman.
But this woman, this was a grandfather. It means a lot.
But that's not called. No, that's not called Shabbos though. When you want to estimate what is the Shabbos, how much is it worth?
But we use the expression Shabbos first and makom.
Right. So Shabbos has to be both
some makom. Has to be only money. Only.
What do you mean only money?
Shabbat kesef. You also go.
Shabbat kesef dina ki kesef. Okay.
Like this example of the
book. So how much would it sell for here in America?
She'll buy that here. That woman is here. I mean,
to her, she's willing to pay selling price.
How many people it has to be worth something?
No, in the marketplace. It depends on the marketplace. If one person has sentimental value to one person, that's not called kamusha v'limka v'ashuk. V'ashuk means to sell it in general. And the shuk has to be bosa mokum or bosa zman. Yeah, so this is mechudish dika machlekes, Shmuel's din. Mechudish dika machlekes that the Ran quotes between the Rambam and Teis. Teis holds the whole thing is only with the Rabbanan. Because of the Marisayim. And the Rambam hold seems to hold that it's a real din derais. Hobi kedusha bado, hobi kedusha sofer.
Rambam says that he has to go have a good expense to the Rambam.
I think the Gemara has that later, the end of the second parak, by the Maisa Sheni. How much would it cost to travel to Yerushalayim?
But it doesn't bring that here.
The Chavit should be the same. Because we're both talking about Kiddushin.
How can you calculate travel expenses? Like, what if the girl's very wealthy and she travels first class? Or if, you know, I have to take up their work and I make $1 million a day?
Okay, good question. I don't know. You got to work out the details. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
How do we see from the Rambam that if it's Vale, where it's Shabbat Prut and Madai, then it'll be a Vale Kiddushin?
The Rambam says that if the Meichel Yiskalkel at Sheagir LeModa, if the trip is so far away and there's no refrigeration, the food will get ruined, so then he says it's not going to be Shabbat Pruta. So the Ran just says, if you would hold like Tosfos, that it's because of Marisayin. Somebody from Moda may be here and he's going to go back to Moda and tell the people there, if you're Mekadosh with the Tamra, it's not Mekudeshes. So there, you won't have to travel back and forth. So he thinks... According to the logic that Tosfos gave, Tosfos will not agree with the Rambam. But the Rambam understands that it's a real Kedushin Deraisa. So if you know that it's Shavar Puta B'Madai, then it is Mekudeshes Vadai. It's a real Din Deraisa. If you don't know if it's Shavar Puta B'Madai, then it's Mekudeshes Misofik. The Rambam holds that it's a real Sofik Deraisa. Then Gemara tells us that the line begins with the word Ahu Gavra. Once upon a time there was a man who was Makadosh with some kind of piece of junk. They were investigating whether Shavar Puta or not Shavar Puta. The Gemara said, what are you looking so carefully? Shmuel says, even if it's not Shavar Puta, Hashinon. So the Gemara says, Habi Kedusha Vado, Habi Kedusha Safak Shai. Okay. Now another story. Ahu Gavra. Once upon a time there was a different person. Not the same person. Ahu Gavras are not the same person. Different person. Ahu Gavra. The Agdish Ba'avdan the Kuchla. Kchol is blue. He was Mekadosh and Isha with a little pebble that was blue colored. So one of the Chacham was sitting, Rav Chizda, was trying to figure out. He asked Rav Chizda, become Mishael, is it Shav Puta, is it not Shav Puta? Preg di Gemara, well, what does he have to break his head for? Shmuel said, even if it's not Shav Puta, Chashin Hashem is Shav Puta. But Gemara says he doesn't agree with Shmuel. Chizda lo Savile de Shmuel. Fine. So what was the story over here? Rashi and Tosfos fill in. They get the impression, or they must have had a tradition like that, that the brother was Mekadosh. First one brother was Mekadosh, the woman, then the other brother was Mekadosh. And the Chachemis, the girl, accepted the Kedushin from the first, then she accepted the Kedushin from the second one. So this firstborn's Kedushin was less than the Shavar Puta. So if he would have held like Shmuel, if Rav Chizda would have held like Shmuel, then it's a Sofik Kiddushin, so he wouldn't allow the first one to live with her. Maybe she's an Eshidish of the brother, he wouldn't allow the second one. Maybe she's an Eshidish of the first brother. Neither would be allowed. So that's what the Gemara says. He doesn't agree. Lo Savalei Shmuel. Chiz obviously disagrees with Shmuel. You ignore what's doing on Madai. You only consider what's doing in your city. So the Gemara says, in that story, the mother of the two boys, who are both two brothers, when Mekadosh the same girl, so the Omra le Ime, so I guess the Chosin's mother told the second brother, the one is Mekadosh the second, you can't live with her. That day that your brother gave this piece of junk, the trinket, to the girl, it was a shavuputa. So therefore she's eshesach, she's married to your brother, and you're not allowed to live with her. So what's the din? If you want to be mevare, whether we're shavuputa or not, what's the din? A woman is the menace and a dov shebierva. You have to have two kosher eidim to say. A mother, a woman is not their manners, and the mother is not their manners, and it's a dechod is not their manners. Three strikes against her. So that's not called a beer. Amalah, so Rav Chisda says, lady, you're not their manners. Lal kolk menoch ta'asus la basra. You're not believed to say that she's mukodeshes to the first brother, and therefore the second brother is not allowed to live with her. That's how Rashi and Tosfos, so you see from the Gemara, there's a basra here, there's a second person. Either the brother or an acher, doesn't have to be ochiv. Two girsas, was it a brother, was it another husband, whoever it is. So the Rav Chisda tells the lady, you're not that menace, because it's a dovah shebierva, you have to have two kosher eidim. There was a couple of years ago, Rabbi Ben Chaim was working with a woman, was married in Tayman, and she left her husband. She had two daughters and she left her husband. For 25 years she was separated from her husband. So the husband didn't want to give her a get. So Rabbi Ben Chaim relied on someone who was mevarer that the two Eidim by the Chasana, one of them was the first cousin of the Chasan, and therefore the only Eid Echot, it was one Eid Echot who was Koshen, the other one was Apostle, so therefore it was only Mekadosh Beid Echot, and so Shiloh later, what's the din if you Mekadosh Beid Echot? How do you know you need two Eidim by a wedding? So the Gemara says, on Daf Samachay, because you learn out Dova Dova Mimam. It says, by the Fushes, it says, Alpishnaim Eidim, Alpishlosh Eidim, Yom Masameis. And by Mammon, it says, Alpishnei Eidim, Alpishlosh Eidim, Yakum Dova. So the word Yakum Dova goes on Mammon, Yom Masameis goes on the Fushes. So just like you need two Eidim, Yakum Dova, and here it says, Kimotza Boerbas Dova, a man divorced his wife, came Matzah daughter, because she was an issue, since she was Mizana, Sait Asur al Bailo. How was it Matzah Barba's daughter? How did he ascertain that she was Mizana? So you say, Dova Dova mi Mama, just like by Mama, and if you need two kosher Eidim, so too by Dova Shibierba to ascertain that she was Mizana, that she's a Sait Asur al Bailo, you need two Eidim. So somehow the Gemara learns that from that Pasuk, also Dova Dova mi Mama, that you need two Eidim, Lakima Dova. How can it be? That's what the Rashi. How can it be? By Mammonis, you never need Eidus Lekimadov. How can it be? You're learning out of Zeresh Shava that Kiddushin needs Eidus Lekimadov just like Mamma. Mammonis, you never need Eidus Lekimadov. So that's a pellet. Nobody really knows a decent answer. But that's the Gemara. Daf Samachay like that. So you have to have two kosher Eid. So the Gemara says, but by Mammonis Gufa, if you have Eid Echod makes a latest of Suffolk. And it make him, he can make him swear a Shavuot Daraisa. So maybe just like Eid Echod makes a latest asafek, this is Shavuos Eid Echod. Eid Echod has mikzas nemanis and dovishab in didi mamanis. And maybe Eid Echod, if you mekadosh be Eid Echod, maybe should be considered a mikzas raya, and it should be like a safek mikudeshes. Mikudeshes misafek. So that's a machlokes hamaray, mandav samachay. Mekadosh bifnei Eid Echod, is it choshishin v'kiddushin? Why is it choshishin? It's not going to be kiddushay vaday. Just like Eid Echod by Shvua makes a latest asafik, so Eid Echod by Ishus should also make like a Kiddushay Sof. So it's a machloikis samurai mendigamar. So Mikra then we paskin the Shulchan Aruch Lahokel. There's room to be machmer, the Rabbi Shanim who paskin, Kaddish Beid Echod choshishim the Kiddushin. It's a whole sugi. But Mikra then we paskin Lahokel. I remember once Rabbi Soloveitchik was giving a shir and there were people. Used to give the shir in the classroom in room 102 in the old building. So we saw through the window that there were people pacing back and forth in the floor, in the hallway. So after the shir was over, so they grabbed Rabbi Soloveitchik and they had a shayla that two boys went out on a double date with two girls, and they went to a restaurant, they ate together, and one of the boys wanted to propose to the girl. He wanted to get engaged to the girl. So he wrote, he thought, Harison, Harayat Mu'uresis Li, to get engaged. This is Harison. So he wrote, Harayat Mu'uresis Li, and he gave it to the girl in the presence of the Eid Echad, the other student. It was a double date. So the other boy was there. So the Shaila was, and later on they were going to get married. So the Shaila was, is there a Safi Kedushin? The Shaila was, is it a Safi Kedushin? Do they have to marry each other? Because it's a Safi Kedushin, or she has the right to change her mind, to back out from the Shidduch. Should have been a Shaila about the Brocha under the Chuppah also. If it's a Kedushin now, so then you can't say the Bichas Harison under the Chuppah. 3 months after he already did the Kiddushin. It's a little, even if you say the Bracha Lachar Asi Osam, but not 3 months later. Bracha Lachar Asi Osam means right away. Yeah.
If somebody Ashkenazi Rishonim will say it's okay already.
That what? That what?
They say the Bracha 3 months later.
Some Rishonim say 3 months
later. Like Rivash, the Ramakot's tons of Rishonim will say it's okay, they say the Bracha 3 months later. Even if you said it before, even if you were Kach Adi Shliach.
Adi Shliach, no, it's a different story. There was a minig in the days of the Bali Atesvis. They would send the shliach to me mekadosh an isha, and the shliach would say birchas harison when he gave the ring, and then he had to bring the girl back to Germany, or back to France. The girl lived wherever, in Italy. So when he brought the girl back, they would have a practice. The chassan would give a ring a second time, say harem mekadoshesli, and then they would say birchas harison a second time. So many said it's brachal of atol, you're not allowed to do it, and others defended it that the Gemara says in the beginning of the second parak mitzvah boy. What's the name of the parak? So the Gemara asks, if Bishlucha is good, so Bo is certainly good. So what's the Chiddush? Ish Mekadosh Bo Bishlucha. The Gemara says, no, what it means to say is mitzvah Bo, Yosem Bishlucha. Preferable is because to get married is a mitzvah. So preferable is that the Chosen should give the ring directly. And if he gets sent to Shliach, so b'diavad, it's also good. But mitzvah Bo, Yosem Bishlucha. So that's what it says over here. Then there's a Rashi on Masech HaShabbos that mitzvah bo yosem b'shluch even applies to being magdush karbonos. Let's say I'm going to be magdush a karbon pesach or karbon oil or whatever. So it's preferable I should be magdush, I shouldn't do ayde shliach. What if I sent shliach to be magdush? So Rashi says there on Shabbos, Masech HaShabbos, that you say mitzvah bo yosem b'shluch mid the rabbanon, there's a mitzvah to be magdush the karbon again a second time. Even though it's not chal. What do you mean? You were Magdish already. It was Chal. The Egdish was Chal the first time. So similar to what Rashi wrote, by mitzvah bo yos mushlucha, by being Magdish a carbon, so that's what apparently these Rishonim think. If you are Mekadosh in Isha, you're Shliach, so mitzvah bo yos mushlucha would require midirabbanon. You should be Mekadosh again a second time. And then when you do a mitzvah midirabbanon, you also say a bracha. Not only do you recite a bracha when you perform a mitzvah deraisa, you recite a bichas ha-mitzvah when you perform a mitzvah in the rabbanon as well. I used to give shiurim in Rabbi Luchstein Schulz. I remember I was saying this, so we were learning the second parak in Kedushin. So there are a couple of girls who attended the shiur also. One of the girls married one of the boys, Baruch Hashem. Yeah. So one of the girls said, you mean that I'm like the behemah? The girl said, I'm like the behemoth. Yeah, okay. Okay, that's in principle, yeah. Hegdish, yeah. Just like mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha by Hegdish, Rashi says in Shabbos, it's a mitzvah to be midirabbanon, to be magdish a second time. So the Rishonim apparently thought that it's a mitzvah midirabbanon to be mekadosh deisha a second time. So mitzvah midirabbanon, so they say a brocha and a midirabbanon. Rabbi Yosef Engel has this whole essay in the beginning of the second parak. But let's say, if it's not ayde shliach, just the guy was Mekadosh and Isha, 50 years ago I got married. And now, 50 years later, I want to celebrate my 50th wedding anniversary. I'm going to give my wife a bouquet of flowers and say, Hareya Mekudeshesli, and say the Bichas Harison again. I think everyone would agree that that's a bracha l'matol. He already said.
It says in Eben HaEzer, Shulchan Aruch writing, Lo birach v'shtari resim v'sha'a shikidesh, Lo yivarech ota v'sha'a nisuin. Haga, v'yesh omrim v'yivarechin ota v'sha'a nisuin. V'chein no'adin, afilu kidesh isha mizman aroch.
If they didn't say the bracha, there's a din. Let's say I put on tefillin, I forgot to say a bracha. So the Rambam says if he's still wearing the tefillin, he's still wearing the talis, then you can still say the bracha. What if I took off the talis, and then I realized I didn't say a bracha yet? So that's a machlokes of Rishonim. Can you say the bracha l'achar asiyosim? What if I took off the talis, and then it's mincha time already now? Then for sure you can. Over here, she's still mekudeshes to him. And he's talking in case they never said the birchas erisin months ago. Now when they do it in Nisuin, so he should say the birchas erisin because they're still married. That's what he's called. They're still married now. Even if it wasn't Da'idei Shliach.
So that's the
unim
and
afronim,
and maybe they're always
mechavin
exactly
to below haskar Hashem. Okay,
below haskar Hashem. That's Yesh
Umrin. And the others hold you don't say a bracha at all. Yesh Umrin, you say a bracha below haskar Hashem. The others say you don't say a bracha at all. Because Matnei Haram, they're going to think, what's the guy? He never did Erisin. He's just doing Nisuin. What happened to the Erisin? So Matnei Haram, he do again.
That was
why
the word was a good Kiddush in the first time.
What one?
That was where it was a good Kiddush in the first time.
It was a good Kiddush in the first time.
Yeah, but in this case it was
Yeah. That's the Shaila. You have a lot of Jews who come from Russia, and under the communists they didn't let them perform any mitzvahs, and none of them are married chuppah v'kiddush. So the Lubavitch always organized that they make a chuppah for them and they say all the brachas. So that's a question. If the woman would want to get divorced, we wouldn't require that she should have a get. But so the woman got married under the communist, she didn't have a rabbi, she didn't do chuppah v'kiddushin. And we would say now she's allowed to remarry without a get, she doesn't need a get, because they were never married. Or we would say no, that Eina l'masabi l'osabi l'znos, he probably meant to be mekadesh b'dbiya. We would assume that she probably is Mekudesha. So it's very questionable. The Lubavitcher practice that they shtel a chuppah for all of these couples. They have 10 couples, and then they have Birchas Erisin for them, Nisuin, Birchas Brachas for them, then they have one big party for all the 10 couples altogether. You can say Brachas like that. Very questionable. Anyway, this was the Maisa Shehoyah, that there was a double date, and the boy wrote down on a piece of paper, I want to get engaged with you, but he wrote down Erisin. And he gave her the napkin. He gave her the paper napkin from the was pachas mishavaputa, but a shtar you don't need that it should be shavaputa. And he wrote it himself. So he wrote it lishma. But he meant to get engaged. He didn't mean l'shem kedusha. But he wrote hariat muuresisli. So they were waiting. They got from Soloveitchik. So he looked in Shulchan Aruch and he said, Mikaradin, they're not married, but he said, if it would be my daughter, I would be Machmer. Because they quote on Dav Samachay, there are opinions in the Gemara and the Rishonim that a Makadosh Be'erecha is Choshishim Lekiddush. So here, this case was this woman got married in Taiman. She had two daughters. What? Because there are Rishonim Upaskin like that. See? Okay, so Yirei Shamayim is a choshesh for all kinds of choshesh for shitas ayachid. The Mishnah has in Beitza that Tanoim were choshesh for shitas beishamay. Yirei Shamayim is choshesh for the shitas ayachid. The Mishnah Bura has that all the time. Whenever the machlokes, it tells you always to be choshesh for all the shitas.
By this Maisa with the girl in Taiman, there were no guests.
So the fellow who supposedly was Mavarer, all the facts of the case, claimed all the people in that city are all cousins. Everybody's related, and one of the two Edom was a cousin. They knew that. And there was only Ed Echad, and all the other guests were all cousins. Then it turned out that it's not true. So how did the rabbi Mavarer in the first case? How was he Mavarer in the first case, in the first place? That... there were no kosher Edom. So he spoke to the other Eid Echad. The other Eid Echad testified there were no other kosher Edom. Eid Echad is believed. The woman was married for 25 years to the husband, to her first husband, and she had two daughters from the first husband. Eid Echad is believed to say that I was the only Eid Echad. The woman is becheskes shesish. So Eid Echad, I think they spoke to the cousin. No, I think they spoke to the cousin. So the cousin says there were only two Edom, me and the other guy, and there were no other kosher Edom. So you believe a cousin who's an Eid Echad? who's a Karev, to say that the Eishes Ish is not Becheskes Eishes Ish, the whole thing is a mistake. Just like over here, the mother of the Chosin doesn't have the manus to say that the Kedusha Maschal to the first man. Rashi and Tosis have a possibility, maybe there were two brothers. First and the second were brothers, or two people, whatever, two Chassanim. So someone's mother piped up and she said, I know for a fact that on the day that the first one gave the Kesef Kedushin, the piece of junk was Wadah Shavaputa. So the mother is an Eid Echot. She's not Nemenis on the Dovashe Bierva to say that the girl is married to the first husband. You have to have Shnei Eidim Ksherim. So that case also, the whole thing was a big mistake. They got Gvias Eidus from the cousin. The cousin says, I was one Eid Kedushin. The other Eid Kedushin was the other one. He's an Eid Kosher. No other Eid in Ksherim. How can you rely on Eid Echot, who's a Karev, to be Matar and Eishes Sish, who's Becheskes Eishes? The whole thing was a mistake.
Eid Echot, I thought, usually doesn't fall under the same rules as Eid. We accept
Nashim,
we accept
Krovim. Whenever Eid Echot Naman be Yisurim, so then Krovim are accepted. But by Dov should be ever to say that a woman is married or is not married, or that a woman is a Saita Asur al Bailo, then Eid Echot doesn't even create a latest al Safik. There was one opinion on Samachay. How do you know that you need Eidus Lekim al Dova by Kiddushin? You know it because you learned Dova Dova my Mama. So since by Maman, Eid Echot is Neman to the extent of being Machai Vishbua, so Eid Echot, that means Eid Echot by Maman creates a latest al Safik. So that's why there was an opinion that choshishim lekiddushin. What do you mean choshishim? It's not a kiddushin vaday. It's a kiddushin sofik. Why should it be a kiddushin sofik? What's a sofik? Whether Eid Echot is good or not? No, the din is you need two Eidim. But Eid Echot by Momen creates a latest al sofik. So Eid Echot by Dov should be ever creates Eid Echot by kiddushin makes a sofik kiddushin. That's how there was one opinion anymore. So that's the story over here. The mother pipes up, Omer La'ime. The mother pipes up and she says, but that day, this piece of junk was worth a Shavaputa. So Rav Chisda tells the woman, look, lady, Lal Kok Merach Dasus La Basra, you don't have the money. So it's a Dovish Abiyarva. Eid Echot doesn't even have a Leda Sasak. You have to have Shnei Eidim Ksherim.
Can you say this is like what Rabbi said in Sanhedrin, that the same things which are extraneous, like the Tosus with the Chalitza Shu, that you can testify?
To say that chalitza shoe is made from leather, that Eid Echot would be believed. Yeah, that's called only gilim milsa b'yama. So you're asking, why shouldn't this be gilim milsa b'yama? To say that the piece of the blue pebble was worth the shavar pruta. I don't know, that's an interesting question. When do you say something is a gilim milsa b'yama? When do you say that you really need shneid? I don't know. You're asking a good question. That's what the Rav Chisda says, that Eid Echot is not believed over here. And he says why. He compares it to another story. Lav Haina Yehudis Dvisu de Rav Chia. Yehudis was a girl who was married to Rav Chia. So Rashi quotes the Gemara, she had two sets of twins. They had twin boys and twin girls. And it was very difficult for her carrying the twins. So the Gemara tells she wanted to practice birth control. So she asked her husband, but she was afraid she was afraid she's going to ask her husband, he's going to realize that it's his wife. He wants to have more children. He doesn't want to stop after just having two boys and two girls. So she dressed up as if she was someone else asking the Shaila. That's the Gemara in Yevamos tells that story. So here the Gemara tells a story. After having twin boys and twin girls, and it was so difficult, she didn't want to live with her husband anymore. So she says, my mother just told me that I'm an Eishes Ish. I'm not allowed to live with you. And the four children that we have are all Mamzerim. And you're living with an Eishes Ish, because when I was a little girl, my father was Mekabel Kiddushin with someone with a different husband. Why does she pipe up now after four children? She should have said it a couple of years ago. So Rapriya told her, lady, what does the Gemara say? Rav Chisda says, isn't this the story with Yehudis, the wife of Rav Chia? Obviously, Tzaleido, she had pain after having the twin boys, twin girls. She didn't want to live with her husband anymore. Omrele, so she tells her husband, Omrele, my mother told me that when I was a little girl, Kibol Boch Avich Kiddushin Kizutris, and you're an Eshes Ish to the first husband, and your four children are Mamzerim, you're not allowed to live with Rabchia. Omrele, so Rabchia told her, Lav Kol Kimino Diimach, the Asris Lach, Ilavot. Your mother has no nemonis. Your mother is an Edechon, and she's an Isha, and you need two kosher Edim. She's a Kroiva. You need two kosher Edim to testify. On the Dovish of the Yerba. Yeah, this case is good because he's saying the father was Mekabel Kedushin. This is a real Dovish of the Yerba. Asking, why not say ascertaining whether it's a Shavu Put or not? Maybe, why should not be a Gila Milsa B'yam? It's a good question. I don't know the answer. So just like over there, the mother is not Nemenes, so to over here, Rav Chisda says the mother of the Chosin is not Nemenes to say. It's a Dovish of the Yerba to say yes, Mekudeshes, not Mekudeshes. You have to have two kosher aid. I'm the Rabban of Rav Chisda, so the Talmidim raised the issue, but Rav Chisda, Amai, why do you allow this second husband to live with the woman on the assumption that the trinket was not a Shavar Pruta? How did they ascertain it wasn't Shavar Pruta? They looked at it now. The mother of the boy says that last week, when he gave her the trinket, last week it was Shavar Pruta that day. So Gemara said, we don't believe her. So you look at the trinket today, you see that it's not Shavar Pruta today, so we assume backwards, just like it's not Shavar Pruta today, it's a chazokah. Chazokah means status quo, that things didn't change. So chazokah usually means from the past to the present. Let's say, I put a piece of flesh in the refrigerator, and the milk is dripping on the piece of flesh. I don't know how long was the milk dripping there. Was the piece of flesh sitting in the milk for 24 hours? Or did it just, the milk just started to drip now, so it's not sitting for 24 hours. So I know the meat used to be kosher. I don't know, maybe it's already kosher in milk for 24 hours. So yishtavach chazoka, that I know when I put the piece of flesh in the refrigerator it was kosher, I have a right to assume, even though there's a latest asophag, it has milk in it, I'm going to wash off all the milk, I'm going to squeeze out all the milk, and I'll assume that it's not kosher for 24 hours. So normally, a normal case of chazoka, we had the case before. You had the Gemara before. So the Ran says, why is it Chashina mid the Rabbanon? So the Ran explained, because in the Torah, you have the right to Shtalav Chazaka. The girl is Becheskas Penuya. Where was that Gemara? I forgot already where it is. Here it is. Chashina mid the Rabbanon, the Afheim at base. 10 lines from the bottom. 13 lines from the bottom. So the Ran said, the Ran on the rib said, on that Gemara, why is Chashina mid the Rabbanon? Because every girl is Becheskas Penuya. So if you have a Sveika de Dina with a Nasan Huvi Yomrahi, is a valid Kiddushan and Nazi Yishtalav Chazok. That was a Chiddush they ran. Said there it's a Sveika de Dina, even Sveika de Dina, also Yishtalav Chazok. The Knesset Agdoda says, Mabura Chazok or Yishtan Adin, he thought that the Chazok only passed Mazois to Shaila if it's a Sophic in facts, a Sophic in Matthias. Sophic in Din, how can you be Machre de Din? In this case, you have a Cheskas Eshesish. Cheskes Penuyah. In another case, you won't have a Cheskes Penuyah. But whenever there's a Chazokah, so normally Chazokah is status quo. Whatever it was yesterday, we assume the same as today. It didn't change. Here is Fakert. Here the story is Fakert. Yosef Rab Chizda, four lines from the bottom of Yerad Bey, Samad Aleph. Chizda was sitting today, called Mishar Lei, is Bishavu Putta Envi Lo, if that's not Shavu Putta today, we're going to assume that even last week when the chosin gave it to her also is not Shavu Pruta. Maybe last week it was Shavu Pruta. So that's the same din. That's chazaka the hashta going backwards, chazaka the meikori going forwards. It's the same din of chazaka. What do you do if you have a stira? Let's say mikveh shenimdad v'nimtza chosin. We once checked the mikveh last month. Once a month the rabbi goes to check the mikveh. So he checked the mikveh last month, had aboim so. He checks the mikveh this month, every Rosh Chodesh checks the mikveh. It does not have aboim so, only has 38 so. So when did it lose the 30? So you say, every day it lost a little bit. So everybody who was tefillin in the mikveh is good up until the last 2 days? Or do you say, everything is good? Or do you say, nothing is good? So that's all discussion in the end of Kiddush. Mikveh shenin l'aminim tzachasa. Chazok and Emeikor tells you to assume that it was Malay, the mikveh was Malay all the way till the end. A Chazok and the Hashta, mikveh sheninu and tzachos, and now I see it's missing, so I should use the Chazok and the Hashta to go backwards, say it was always missing in the beginning of the month. So that's a discussion in the Gemara. How do you deal with such a case? So here, over here, that's what Rav Chisda was looking at the Avna de Kuchla today, and he assumes because it doesn't have Shavu Puta today, the same is true, nothing changed, so it probably didn't have Shavu Puta last week either. And then the mother says, not so, and Rav Chisda says, we don't believe the mother, it's a Dov Shebi'erva, just like by Yehuda's Dvisu de Rapriya, it's a Dov Shebi'erva issue to say whether the woman is married to someone else. So for that you need two kosher eidim, a mother is ain't an emanis. So then the Talmidim, Amri le Rabban, Rav Chisda, the Talmidim, Rabban and Talmidim, posed the question to Rav Chisda, Amai, v'hoika sadi be'idis di'yade b'hu yoyim ha'ave be'shava pruta. What does it mean, v'hoika sadi? So Tosis explains, the second Tosis on the top. It means that there's a kola, rumor has it, that there are eidim who say like the mother. There are two men who are not related to anybody, who are prepared to testify, but they're not here. So what's the din? Rumor has it, that's called Eid Mipiyed. Eid Mipiyed is not acceptable. And these are the heter, whenever Eid Echad is Nama B'Yisurim, say Eid Mipiyed is Nama. Let's say the delivery man who delivers the meat from the butcher shop, he says the butcher told him that this is kosher meat. How does the butcher know? Because the delivery man from the slaughterhouse told him that it's kosher. How does the delivery man know? Because the one who runs the slaughterhouse told him, because the Shoche told him, and he told him, and he told him. By the time they deliver, by the time I pick up the meat, when they deliver it to my home, it's Eid Mipi Eid Mi Eid Mipi Eid. So that's a din. Eid Mipi Eid is good by Eid Echad and Misur. You don't need Hagvah to say it is Bebezin. But over here, by Dovish and Bierva, by Mominus and by Nefoshis, all the three areas where the din requires two kosher Eidin, so it's only considered Hagvah to say it is Bifnei Bezin. So if you have Eid Mipi Eid, Shaloi Bebezin, then it's not acceptable. So I mean, Atara Eid Mipi Eid is zero. But with the Rabbanon, there's a Chumr. There's a Mishnah in the end of Gittin. Rumor has it that a girl got married. They sent out wedding invitations. And people say, we drove by the wedding. We drove by the Marina Del Rey. And people were walking out already. Other people were staying and dancing, and the music was going on. So it doesn't look like they backed out from the shidduch. How come the music is playing? If they backed out, they never got married. We weren't there under the chuppah, we weren't there in the audience. But we were there when people were leaving. Everybody was saying, Mazel Tov, and everybody was leaving. So we know that there was a wedding scheduled to take place in the Marina Del Rey. We don't know if it took place, but we had the impression. It's an Eid Mipi Eid. We had the impression that the chuppah did take place. So the Mishnah says, and now the girl claims, I never got married. I never marched down the aisle, I never got married. And there's nobody here to testify what happened under the chuppah. So the Mishnah says that that's a chumrah mid rabbanit, treat her like an eishes ish. She's not allowed to marry anybody else until she gets a get from the first husband. And after it's meaningless because it's Eid Mipi Eid. And mid rabbanit, we were machmer. What about the fakert, let's say? Rumor has it that the girl went to Bezin and she got a get from her husband. And then a month later, the first husband dies. And now she wants to marry a kohen. So, but the rumor had it that a month before the first husband died, he gave her a get. So do you say, and the wife denies it. She says, not true. She never got a get, and the husband died. She's an almana, and she's not marrying a kohen gadol, marrying a kohen hedyon, and it's okay. So we would be machmer on that also. Agrusha asur lekoyin. No, would we be machmer that? When you machmer the chumrim in the rabbanon, they aid mikpeid kolo. That's called kolo. Kuf lamed aleph. Rumor has it means ain't mikpeid has it that the woman is an ishus ish. So you're machmer in the rabbanon. You only machmer if it's an issue of ishus ish, because ishus ish is a din misa. What about grusha lekoyin? Grusha lekoyin is only an isa lav. It's not a misa. Would you be machmer in that? So Tosis has three girsas here. The third Tosis on Yud Beis and Beis. So one girsa has it. We're only makel. The Gemara says, if rumor has it that a woman is a shvuya, rumor has it that there are eidim who know that this woman is a shvuya. What is a shvuya? There's a din menatar. If a woman is nivelas lenochri, she's asur lekoin. That's nivela lepasul psola. That's how the Torah Shabbat interprets the Pasuk. Pasuk says, Baskoin Kisili Ish Zar Hibichumas HaKadoshim Lo Sarchal. So the Pshutu Shal Mikra means a Baskoin is allowed to eat truma if her father's a kohen, but if she marries a zar, she marries a levi or a yisod, then she's not allowed to eat truma because ishti kegufa, so just like the husband is not allowed to eat truma. Bas kohen kisil ish zar, ibi truma sagadash lo sechel. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Bas kohen, she didn't marry the man. She was nivola to a goy, or to a cholola, nosen a mamzer, nivola la pasla psola. Bas kohen kisil ish zar, Kisir doesn't mean to get married. The Pshuto Shalmikra means if she marries a non-kohen. But the drush of the Torah Shmalpeh says not only she's married, if she's nivula to a nochri, Akam Ebed, Cholom, Mamze, Nosin, so nivula l'paslo, she's considered a zoina, he's not allowed to eat truma. So there's a din midirabbanan, Mishnayis in the second parak in Ksuvis. If a woman was held captive by nochrim, if she's nishbis, so what was she held captive for? Say she was held captive because the IRS arrested her because she didn't pay taxes. So there's no concern that they're going to be mizana with the girl. She held her on Didi Mominus, they're not going to be mizana. But what if they held her captive, let's say, under the Nazis? They were killing a lot of Jews under the Nazis. So then it could be that she was nivola by the Nochri. Or the woman was arrested by the police because they say that she murdered someone or for treason or for something, and they want to give her the death penalty. Give her the death penalty. They can do whatever they want. So maybe she was nensa by the goy, even if the woman is nensa by a goy. Or Tosis says maybe she was mezana b'rotzen in order to save her life. Maybe she initiated this nus. So the Mishnah has this din midirabbanan that shvuy asur l'koyin midirabbanan. It's not Ben HaTorah because she swears up and down she wasn't Nivolola to the Nochri. So the whole thing is only a Chumer Midirabon. So the Gemara says if there's only a Kola, rumor has it that there are Edom who know that the woman is a Shvuya. And she says, not true. She says, I was not Nishbis. So the Gemara says, just because we're Mekel by Shvuya, we're Mekel on Kola, Edom Pi Ed, will makel by shvuya, that's not a reason you should be makel by over here. If the kol has it that the kesef kedushin was a shavu pruta, why do you distinguish between the shvuya l'koyin and the eishes ish? So Tosfos has three girsas. So one girsa has it the eish mefarshim and the Tosfos and mekal na mishvuya. The eish mefarshim and mekal na mishvuya mishum deleke l'isa lav. You're not machmer on kola, let's say grusha l'koyin. If the rumor has it that the woman got a get from her husband a month before he died, then he died a month later. And the woman says, not true. She never got a get. And she says, it's all eidah sheker. Everything. We don't have any eidim here. People say, we heard from others, but the other people moved to South Africa. He said, we heard from the people, moved to South. They were there, they were present when the get was given. So, Eid mi pi Eid is, Menatara is nothing. So, it's a chumer mid rabbana that you're choshish for kola, Eid mi pi Eid. So, this is how far do you go? Are you only choshish for kola by Eishes Ish? That's the mission at the end of Gitna Nayin Tess, because Eishes Ish is an Issa Misa, but Grusha Lekoin is only an Issa Lav Yameko. But Tess says, we'll learn the Hebrew. They think that that doesn't make any sense. To distinguish between Misa and Lav, they think that it's not correct. So one pshat in the Gemara was Yesh Mefarshim, the third line in Tosis. Yesh Mefarshim, why are you Mekel and Kola by Shvuya? Because Shvuya is only Midi Rabbanan. We don't have Edom. The Edom just know she was Nishbaz. The Edom don't know she was Nensa by the Goyim. They don't know she was Nivola. So the whole thing is only with the Rabbanan. So the Chumra of Kola, Eid Mi Pi Eid, Remach Mi Midi Rabbanan, is only if it's an issue of the Raisa. If it's an issue of the Rabbanan, then you can make on a Shavuot, the kind is only with the Rabbanan. That's what Tosfos has, Yesh Mefarshim, on the third line. Yesh Mefarshim, in Mikalda Bishvuya, you ignore the Kola, Haidim Shem Dafil, Ika Sadish, and Nishbiz, Kankala Hayodim, and Nitmes. We don't know whether she was Nivola or not. In Kainain, Asurim, and Atar, it's only with the Rabbanan. Nekal Beishasish, no. If the rumor has it that there are Edom who know that it was Shavar Puto, then it's a real din deraisa. That's what the Rambam seems to have. The Rambam on that Gemara in Gittin, at the end of Gittin, so the Rambam usually follows the Rif. Whenever there's a Shini Girsa, the Rambam usually follows the Rif. The Rif and the Rambam had a Girsa in the Gemara that if there's a caller that the woman had Chalitza, let's say her Her husband died, he never left her, he didn't leave any descendants, no children, no grandchildren. So she's supposed to have chalitza. So the rumor has it that she had chalitza, but then the Yavam dies. She denies it. She says she never had the chalitza, and the Yavam died. So there's a din, a chalutza asur l'kayim in the Rabbanim. In our Torah, grusha asur l'kayim. Chalutza is materis l'kayim. Ben grusha ben chalutza. So ben grusha is a cholam in our Torah. Ben chalutza is only a cholam in the Rabbanim. Chalutza asur l'kayim is a gemara in hachalutz, in Yavamis. It's only a din in the Rabbanim. So the Rambam follows the gears of the Rif. The Rambam Hilchas Yisuri Bia follows the gears of the Rif. If there's a call, the rumor has it that the girl is a chalutza and asur l'kayim, and you don't have to be chayshish there. Chalutz is only with the Rabbanan, like the Yesh Mefarshim, the first Yesh Mefarshim of Tosis. Shvui is only with the Rabbanan, so you don't have to be concerned about Kola by the Rabbanans. Kola is only Chumah by the Rais, not by the Rabbanans. The Ravid is Masagan the Rama, because he didn't have that Girsa in the Gemara. The Rif has that Girsa. The Ravid didn't have the Girsa. The Ravid says, I don't see why there should be a difference between a Kolosh and his Katsha and a Kolosh and Echlitzo. But the chalutz is midrabbanan, and they should see shemiratayra is a chumra midrabbanan of kolam. You have to be machmer. So here the Gemara says, what was the story? Amalei rabbanan, the Talmidim confronted Rav Chisda, so they said, why are you makel? Because the mother is ain't the man. The mother says it was shavir pruta, so the girl is married to the first husband. So Rav Chisda says mother's not the man. So the Talmidim asked Rav Chisda, but there is a kol. That's the second Tosef. Ikasadi Ba'uris. Tosef says, what do you mean? We know Bavada that there are Eidim. If you know Bavada that there are Eidim there, so of course you have to know that the Avdan the Kuchla was a Shavar Puta. So of course you don't allow the woman to live with the second husband. So Tosef says, it does mean we know Bavada. It does mean that maybe there are Eidim. Maybe it's the Chenadol Basof, Tosef says. So you can never be matter anything. Maybe the Eidim are going to come and say some information that you don't know. How do you ever have a din Torah to pass on anything? Maybe Eidim will come tomorrow and tell you a whole different story. That's ridiculous. Ein l'dor v'sof, Tosis says. Ein l'dor v'sof. It means, no, there's a color. Rumor has it that there are Eidim who can testify, but the Eidim are not here. The Eidim are in South Africa. But we can contact them. You can go, and the girl denies it. She says, no. The girl denies there was a Kiddushin. The girl denies that the thing is a Shavar Pruta. So that's what the Gemara, Omerle Rabbanon, so the Talmidim confronted Rav Chisda. Leika Sadi Beidis Diyad, Behi Yom HaVeh Shavar Pruta. Rumor has it, it's an Eid Mipiye, Kola has it, that the Avdan the Kuchla was a Shavar Pruta. So he says, forget about that, we're not Choshish for Kola. Why? Because Rav Chanina said, Eidel B'tzadistam, Teoser! The Eidim are all in Estonia. The Eidim are somewhere in Eastern Europe somewhere. We live in Bavo. Forget about that there are Eidim somewhere else. Eidim P.A. we ignore. So then the Gemara says, Abai Barov al-Asrilo the Rav Chisda. They didn't agree with Rav Chisda. Why? Im hekilu b'shvuya, by shvuya you don't have to worry about kola. But over here, by Yeshesish, you should be concerned about kola. They call Yeshesish. Why should you distinguish between Shavuya and Eisah Shish? Oh, so Tosfos had the three girsas. So one version was because Eisah Shish is Misa and Shavuya is no Misa. The other girsa is, no, Misa and Lav, it's all the same thing. Shavuya is only by the Rabbanan. So that's the Rambam holds by Chalutza, like the girsa Sarif. Shavuya is only by the Rabbanan. So there's no Chumret. You're not Mechuyev to be Machma. Eid mi pi eid by Shavuya, it's only by the Rabbanan. But over here is an Eisah Shish. It should be Machmer. And then Tosfos has the first line in Tosfos. He says, "Mikalna b'shvuy mishum de menavla nafsha." That's a totally different reason. Really, it should be Machmer even by Shvuya, even though Shvuya is only with the Rabbanon. The Ravid holds like that. Why should you distinguish between Chalutza and Eshesish? Even though Chalutza is only with the Rabbanon, it should be Machmer mishum kolo and eight mipa. But by Rab Chanina's case, was a case of Shvuya. The Shvuya doesn't want to be Nenesa. She doesn't want to be raped by the Shaboy, by the Goy. So she's not going to dress up nicely. She's not going to put on lipstick. Not going to put on a nice dress. She's going to wear rags and have her hair hanging down. She wants to look ugly. She doesn't want him to be Ma'anisar. So that's what the Gemara says. Him Hikilu Abai B'Rabba, hold like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is wrong. There's a ruba de lesa kamon that she was not nensa, because they're all of them always the menabel themselves. They don't want to dress up nicely. There's no ruba de lesa kamon against it. So these are the three pshatim, the three girsas that the Torah has. Why did the Abai Rabba reject Rab Chanina? Chanina's story was a case. A woman, Rashi tells you the whole story. Chanina's story was, if Adam testify about a woman that she was nishbis, let's say the Shabbai, in the days of the Tanoim, in the Middle Ages, they used to kidnap people, pirates would kidnap people and hold up the family for ransom money, hold up the Jewish community for the ransom money. So let's say the pirate walks into the Beis Medrash and he says, I have a truck outside, I have a Jewish girl there. If you want her freed, it'll cost you $100,000. And if you don't give me $100,000 today, I'm taking off with the girl and you're never going to see her again. So they give him the money. Then they free the girl. So the girl was a shvuya. So the shvuya asked the coin. So the girl swears on a stack of Bibles that she was not mensa, that he was not ma'anis her. But that's the Mishnah she said in a menace. What if, so the Gemara tells a story, Bansei de Shmuel. Shmuel's daughters, Ishtavion, they were held captive. They were kidnapped by pirates. So when the pirates came to the Beis Medrash and they were going to ask for the money, so they said, we can't run away. They said, let us go into the Beis Medrash first and then we'll tell you when to come in. You're going to get your money. Don't worry, you're going to get your money. So each one walked in and each one said, Nishbeisi Tahirani. I was held captive by the Goyim, but they didn't touch me. They weren't ma'anis me. So each one has a peshasa peshahita. If the Shaboyim, if the pirate would have walked into the Beis Medrash and said, I have a Jewish girl there locked up in the trunk, and if you want her freed, you got to pay $100,000. So the Rabbanim would see, the Jewish people in the Beis Medrash will see that the girl was a shvuya, so she wouldn't be their menace to say Torah. So if the girl comes in on her own, they don't see any Shaboy. Girl comes in and she says, Nishbeisi Torah. That's a peshos, a peshita. Then the sister comes in, two sisters. They knew Mishnayis. They were Shmuel's daughters, so they knew the dinim and the Mishnayis. Must have heard by their father that if the girl comes and says on her own, then it's a peshos, a peshita. So even though later on, they say, Nishbeisi Torahani, and Shaboy is gonna kill me unless you pay him $100,000. He's waiting outside in the car. So then, even though the jig is up now, but at the time that she said Nishbeisi Torahani, she had a peshos, a peshita, so we leave it like that. So she's muteris. So that's where. So then at that time, they said, but how was it a good peshos, a peshita there? But at the time that she walked in, the two daughters of Shmuel walked into the Beis Medrash, and they said, each one said, Nishbeisi Torahani, they already had heard a rumor from other people that they were Nishbu. They heard that the daughters of Shmuel were kidnapped by pirates, and they were holding up the Jewish community, the family, for the ransom money. So how can you be mekel? How do you say that she had, at the time she said Nishbeisi Torahani, she had a peshas, a peshit there? But it wasn't good. There was already at that time there was an eight BPA that they were already shvuyas. So that's what the Gemara says. You're not muhiv to be concerned about kola. Kola means eight BPA. You have to be concerned about kola by shvuya. So there's a Baivarabha say the three differences between that case and our case. Either because that case menavla napsha legabi shavoy, so special kula by shvuya, or because it's only the rabbanan, or because it's not miso. You're only machma by miso. So those are the three shittas in Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't like the last one. Mali lav, mali misa. What should make a difference between misa and a lav?
This is taken by the rabbanon. They were, in a case we don't know, this is the color of this where maybe they weren't captured at all, and maybe they were never live alone.
That's the din of the rabbanon. That if you know that she was a shvuya, then she's asura, the kuhuna. If you know that the woman was a shvuya, that's a shayla. Let's say a lot of women have numbers on their arms. They were held in a death camp. After the Second World War, there was a shayla of thousands and thousands of women. None of them should be allowed to marry a kohen. They were all shvuyas.
Yeah, but
So Rav Moshe doesn't have any tshuvas about this. Zero. How can it be? I don't know. I don't know. The Gedolim in Europe have tshuvas.
Was there a chashash in
that?
Some of them, yeah. Some of them. So it was against the law because they considered the Jews like animals. So they considered it Mishka Behema. That's why. And if they would catch you, that Hitler was living with a Jewish girl. But if they would catch one of the police in the death camps that he was slept with a Jewish girl, they would fire him. He would lose his job. So that's what they were makel based on that. Makel based on that.
Yeah, but the Romanian Hungarians were not laughing at themselves.
It's a problem. It's not so smooth. Yeah. That's it. It was against the law. Most of them didn't want to lose their position.
They didn't let them live with them, but the rape occurred very, very common.
Yeah. So some of the women say that they were Nansu. Okay. Whoever says she was Nansu, she's not allowed to marry Cohen. But talking about a case, a woman says she was not Nansu, but we know she was Nishbis. It's Adin and Nefashin, not Adin Mas, not the IRS. It's Adin and Nefashin. They were killing Jews right and left. So that's the Shaila. After the war, why did they permit all of those women to marry Kohanim? A lot of them married Kohanim. If the woman knows she was a Nansu, so she's Asur Lekohen. If she says she's Lo Nansu, so that's the Gzera de Rabban. So what does the Gemara tell this story? This girl, an Omer Aleph, who is Mekabel Kiddushin, Abna de Kuchla, then the second, either the brother or the second boyfriend, gave her a Kesef Kiddushin, so she was living with the second husband. But rumor had it that the mother told the truth. Rumor had it that there were two Kosher Eidim in Medina Sayam who knew that the Abna de Kuchla was a Shavu Pruta that day. And she lived with the second husband and had children and grandchildren. So the Gemara says, "Ishtor me'ahim mishpacha b'sura." They were descendants from the girl who married the second husband, and the shaila was maybe their mamzerim, because rumor had it that the first kiddushin was chal. There was a kola that the first kiddushin was a shoriputa. Ishtar, there was left over me'ahim mishpacha b'sura poshar abon amino. And the Talmidim and Yeshiva didn't want to make a shidduch with anybody from that family because it was a chashash and mamzeris. Why is that? La misham nisfeilu hadishmuel, not because of Shmuel, that if you mekadosh b'pachim shav puto choshim l'kiddushin. No, somehow they didn't hold like Shmuel, but rather because ela mishum nisfeilu kabay v'rova, because of kola, because that's the chumra from the Mishnah and the end of Gittin, yechoshish l'kola. So the Gemara there says Yechoshish Lekola, if they say Niskatsha, so this is also Yechoshish Lekola, that the Eidim P'yeid says, the rumor has it that there are Eidim in Medina Sayam who know that it was Shabbat Pruta on the day of the Kiddush. You're not Yechoshish Lekola by Shvuya for one of the three reasons, whatever. Menav Lanafsha, because only the Rabbanan, or because it's only Allah, but over here, it's a real din deraisa and eshes ish. Here you are choshish lekolam in the rabban. Okay, another hahu gabra, different people. Once upon a time, hahu gabra the agdish bishotisa diyosa. He took a hadas and he ripped off all of the leaves and he just has this stem. How much would it sell for in the store? No one's going to pay for it. Piece of junk. Who needs it? It is mekadosh anish bishotisa diyosa. With the stem without any leaves, bishuka in the middle of the street. Shalchle Rav Acha Bar Huna lekam der Rav Yosef. How should I deal with this case? Shalchle nagde, give the guy makas mardes ki Rav. Rav says that's not derech eretz. To be mekadosh anisha bishuk, supposed to be mekadosh anisha privately, not in public. It's rech kito ki Shmuel. And even though the thing was clearly less than the shavu puto, so we are machmal like Shmuel. Even though the Gemara said before, the Rabban and Nesura didn't hold Lamishum de Shmuel, they didn't hold like Shmuel, that Chashin and Shamir Pruta v'madar, but we do Paskin like that. So Atzuch Lagita, you need a get, even though it wasn't Shamir Pruta here, maybe in some other far off country, this piece of junk would be worth a Shamir Pruta. What did Rab say? the Rav Mangid Aman Mekadosh Bishuka, Rav would give Makas Mardis, it dins that Besen Makmehenshin Shalai Men Adin. Besen has the right to give Malkus and Misa, even Shalai Kedin, if they feel that it's if it's necessary, if there's pretas. So Rav said it's not Derech Eretz Mi Mekadosh and Isha in public, you have to do it privately. That's why some Rishonim had a minig that when the Chos and Kala get married under the Chuppah, they should have their backs to the audience. Why their backs to the audience? Because if they're facing the audience, then it's Mekadosh Bishuka. Everybody in the hall sees it. Yeah, but they're in a hall. They're in a wedding hall. They're not in the middle of the street. I think the Kolbo has like that. They should have their backs to the audience. There shouldn't be Mekadosh Bishuka. Yeah, Rab Mangan gave Makas Man the Mekadosh Bishuka, Man the Mekadosh Bibia. It's also not Dechas, and Mekadosh below Shiduche. A couple elopes. They go out on a date and they decide they want to marry. And then he gives her a ring at the restaurant and then they leave. They never told the parents that they're getting married. They never told the neighbors. That's not, it doesn't mean you have to have an engagement party, but you have to notify the parents. You're not permitted to elope with the girl. While the Mevatel Gita, what does it mean the Mevatel Gita? So Tos says on Mevatel Gita, Tos disagrees with Rashi. Rashi says a man wrote a get and he gives a get to the shliach. Then he calls the shliach up and he says, I changed my mind, don't give the get. So you give him Makas Mardis. What did he do? What's wrong? He said, I changed my mind. I want to remain married with my wife. So Tosfos says, they don't know what Rashi's talking. How can that be? So he says, Nahira, they swore Loi Mashit. What are you afraid the shliach is going to give the get, even though the husband tells him, don't give the get? I changed my mind. The shliach is ought to be Rashi Askina, Tosfos says. The shliach is not allowed to give the get. If the husband notifies him, don't give the get. Not allowed to give the get. The Tosfos says, no. It means the husband sent the shliach to go to Los Angeles and to give the get to the wife who lives in Los Angeles. And then the shliach has already left and he's halfway there. And then the husband declares now he's mevatel the get. And the shliach may not know about it. The shliach may give the get to the wife. The wife may never find out. The shliach may never find out. The wife may never find out that the husband is mevatel. So that's an avla gedola. The husband is misleading the wife because he let him call up the wife, let him call up the shliach and tell him he's mevatel shalev ifnei shliach. So that you're not allowed to do. So that's Rav would give makas mardis on the husband who would be mevatel get shalev ifnei hashliach. This is quotes. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll start with the text. The mevatel gita. Good. Eretz Yisrael, sometimes the Rabbanut relies on a shita to be matem mamzeru about being about to get shalev ifnei hashliach. It's a shver kula.
Rabbi, in the case where the woman says that my mom told me that she would be good, so how come you don't say that kinu begave and she's now usher? She trusts her mother, so she should be able to.
Did you trust them? Yeah.